It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care. Or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour. Plus, access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code LISTEN20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's LISTEN20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
And I don't know, keep in mind, I don't know these people.
Right, yeah.
But it was really good.
You're going to force me to watch this, aren't you? But my thing is this, I think the concept, and that's the thing about starting this a little bit early, is like Survivor 50, there's certain things I think we can talk about on the podcast. Like House of Villains is like something that's like popped up a few times. I just don't know. It's a crazy investment. We're coming up the end of we're obviously at the end of Traitors. Beast Games has ended now. So like, I'm not talking about that now. I'm still in the middle of Extracted. Like I love Extracted on Fox. Like there's so many different things, but like, did you feel the 3 hours of watching the episode or whatever it was, or 2.5 or whatever it was?
No, I didn't, because it was actually good. And this is coming from somebody who has never seen an episode of Survivor. I've never seen Survivor. So like everything that they were saying to me was like another language, like the language on there, or, you know, I had one of the girls in our Discord, Savannah, she's a huge Survivor fan. So like she was telling me like what this means and what that means. And I feel like obviously I was there rooting for Ceree, because I know Ceree from Traitor and Big Brother. Hello? Oh, I think you're frozen. You're frozen?
No, I'm here. So I think the dynamic for me is weird, because it's like, I just don't understand why we have to have that long of a like episodes. You know what I mean? Does that make sense to you?
Do they do that because it's once a week?
And yeah, I think they moved to like an hour and a half, maybe weekly. I think it is. I don't know.
Oh, so maybe just the first episode. They did have like a long beginning. Like, oh, they were showing, you know, all the years of Survivor, blah, 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 blah. I knew some of the people from being on other shows, but obviously they started on Survivor. Would you watch it?
I mean, possibly. I'm always open to watching podcasts. I mean, you know,
you're right.
Or not podcasts, it's Survivor. I'm always open to the idea and the concept of like watching other shows, because again, like we are in a space where we talk about a lot of love-based stuff, which we're, you know, very pro and et cetera, et cetera. And stuff like that, but it's also like interesting to kind of navigate that a little bit from a different point of view of like, all right, like let's get into these other shows, you know what I'm saying? So Survivor and Survivor 50, it's a huge show to get into, right? You know what I mean? That's probably one of the biggest seasons that they're going to ever have, and I read online that there's going to be a long time before they even do another one of these again, right? So it's definitely something I'll have to try to binge watch it this week, and maybe we'll add it to our weekly repertoire with everything coming to an end this week as well. You know, Love is Blind's coming to an end, Traitors is ending, and stuff like that. So we'll definitely have to get into it. Welcome to the episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to break down the Traitors finale and reunion. As always, I'm joined by my podcast partner, Ashley. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I wasn't really surprised with Traitor, but I still had to watch it because I was nervous.
Yeah, I actually am pretty pleased with it, because I'm trying to remember that I think I have like text messages here from somebody that was texting somebody about it. About how the finale should lay out. And I'm pretty positive, like I was really close to, the only thing I had swapped was was Mark and Rob. They obviously, you know, obviously getting into the episode, they murdered Mark. I thought was a good, I thought murdering anybody other, if they murdered Maura or Eric, or I mean Maura, I think it was obviously not going to happen. But to me, that round table, you have two votes, right? One way, two votes another way. Did you think for an inkling that Maura could vote Rob there?
No.
Yeah.
No. Did you?
No, definitely not. I didn't think so at all. I thought Maura was definitely going to be endgame no matter what. You know, it didn't really surprise me. And then, of course, as you dive into this, like you start to unpack like the weeds of it. And obviously, we're going to get into the reunion a little bit either, because I have some opinions on that too. Not surprising. But it's funny to me that Johnny and Tara this late in the game figured out 2+2, and then, but it was just too late, right?
Too late. Like, yeah. But I feel like that's with everyone right before they leave. Like, just like Kristen, she was like, it's definitely Eric and Rob.
Mm-hmm.
You should have thought about that like a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it's funny to me kind of to watch his gameplay and then, you know, to be hypercritical of it. The backlash on the internet has been absolutely bonkers. And I think I'm going to touch on that in a few minutes. But obviously, our final four, Rob, Eric, Maura, and Tara. And obviously, we know what happens now, right? So Johnny was murdered. The idea and the concept of whether he was a faithful or traitor is out the door because it wasn't announced. And then we get down to the, what are we going to do now? Are we going to throw a little thing in the fire thingy? It's a little, I feel like that's a little bit more dramatic than it needs to be, but whatever. You know what I mean? But our final four, this again, not really overly surprising of how this played out with Tara being eliminated, right?
No, not at all. Tara being eliminated, come on. Like, it made sense.
Yeah, and I think at this point, when you get to the final four, you even hear Maura say it when they get down to the final two. She's like, she was like, Rob and I are about to win this game. Like, this is what she was thinking. So Rob knows this, and Rob knew that he had another shot, which I'm going to be honest with you. I know people are mad because he sniped Eric, but Eric didn't deserve shit anyway.
No, because he came in last minute, right? Is that yeah. Why you're saying, like, yeah, yeah, he didn't go through, like, Rob was a traitor from the beginning, like,
no,
he didn't go through all those emotions. He went through maybe what, a few days,
right,
of being a traitor. So like, I get that part.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel bad for Eric.
No, why? My thing was, why would I feel bad for him? Again, he came in also, this late in the game.
If I was Maura, I know that Rob was a traitor, but the way that Tara was talking to her, it was giving traitor.
Yeah.
Like trying to convince her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She did have a pep in her step that I love the way that the last person murdered or the last person banished at the table does not reveal whether they're not a traitor or not. Cause it really puts a lot of mystery into the next steps of the game. Right. It really adds to the element of like Rob is able to accomplish what he was accomplished here towards the end of the game here, obviously leading to the face-off between Rob and Maura, where, you know, she's like, we're about to win. And
did you feel bad for her?
No. Mm-mm. Not at all.
I didn't either.
Maybe like 3%.
Okay. I gave you 2.5. I didn't really feel bad for her because, like, I think people don't realize that it's a game after a while.
Right.
And I don't know if you saw the interview with Colton, but he was like, he just did it to go on the show, just to go on the show. He wasn't like, he mentioned Tiffany, who actually, like, needs the money. So, like, I don't know. I feel like I didn't feel bad for Maura. It's a game.
Yeah, that's the part that everybody loses sight of, right? Because I've constantly seen the internet talking about two different things when it comes to Rob. First things first. Oh, he only targeted the housewives, only targeted women. He is racist. He's misogynist. He's all of these things. Oh, why did he defend Eric when he had the opportunity, when he could have done that for Candace and Rob? Let's break that down from the beginning. This is how this man won the game, okay? They came to him with Lisa's name at the forefront of the table. If he defends Lisa at the table, the target goes on his back, especially if she's murdered anyway, right? If she's murdered, she's announced as a traitor. Rob defended her. Rob, spotlight on Rob. Candace, and this was said at the reunion, she wrote her death wish when she put Rob's name on that card that night. Why? Why did you do that? That was your end game, Candace. You played a terrible game.
Because
period.
She was, but you have to keep in mind, like, she's pissed.
Right.
Just like Eric put Rob.
Right.
Because he's pissed.
Right. And it makes sense. And I get it for sure. Be mad. But the problem is, don't be bitter. You got outplayed, period. Candace was not good. Watch the show again. She said, I'm going to stick up for my housewives, turned her back on the housewives, and was allowed to do that. But Rob's not allowed to turn her back on his people because she tried to go after him next. And the whole bullshit of the reading, oh, Colton, he told Colton. If he told Colton, he would be.
Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
He would get eliminated from the show. He would violate his contract. You physically cannot say this person without a shadow that I was a traitor. You can insinuate it because, again, you're playing the game. Okay? We're going after Lisa, then we're going after Candace next. Why did he say that? We're going after Candace because she put my fucking name on this little card that said that. That was Candace's endgame. I 100% believe that Rob would have continued playing with Candace had she not wrote his name down and had she not gotten in her feelings.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I do think that Candace was so pissed off that she just forgot about her game.
Yeah.
She was just trying to get back at Rob. She was just trying to get back at Rob.
And that's where you said, pinpointed exactly, it's a game. People are here for the game. And you have
to also keep in mind, Candace has never been on a game type show.
Yeah, but they like to claim that Housewives is backstabbing drama and all of these things.
Yeah, no,
like
it is backstabbing and drama, but it doesn't involve money. It involves is who's going to be more dramatic than the other.
Right.
Like Rob has been on Love is Blind is like a game show. Like you win money at the end.
Right. Yeah. And then of course, you know, Rob said his best move was murdering Colton. Agreed. He talked again. You want to be mad.
It wasn't murdering Colton. It was how it was done. How he gave Candace the green light to be like, there you go.
And you get mad, Candace. You get mad because you got played in the turret. Oh, you want to murder Colton? Yeah, go right ahead. No. You're not mad. You're just mad at Rob because he played your ass on national television. He played you just as bad as he played Maura. Okay.
He
was like, you were so close-minded in that moment to think about the fact that, oh, why is he so dead set on me being okay murdering Colton? No, you saw, I'm going to fuck up Rob's partner.
Everybody played everybody. Candace was best friends with Johnny, best friends with Tara. She's a traitor. She played in their faces.
Yeah.
So, like, that's just how the game goes.
I will say Portia went off on Candace, and I loved her for that. Can we talk about the reunion? To me, I didn't write down a whole lot for the reunion because I just felt like it was so underwhelming. But, like, Candace and Lisa was not as more of a crybaby, but Candace was so bitter. Rob said to Candace, "I don't trust you at all." I was like, hell yeah. Like, Rob, I love the way he just sat there, though. Can we talk about how the way he just sat there and was like, you know what? I don't really care what any of y'all said. I won the game, so y'all could cry like little babies if you want to. That's what I felt like watching him. It was beautiful. Like, it was genuinely beautiful to watch. And that was the only part of the reunion that I gave a shit about. Like, were you underwhelmed by the reunion too?
Yeah, I was underwhelmed by the reunion. On top of that, I feel like it was, people were looking bitter. Like, I didn't like that. And they made it like a bash Rob fest. Like, okay, I get it. You're upset. I don't know. Like, do you know how this is filmed? Like, was this the traitor filmed last year and then the reunion recently?
Yeah, the reunion was filmed like 2 weeks ago. And they got to watch the finale before the reunion. So Traitor was filmed middle of last year. I think it was like May or June or something like that. And then, of course, they have to sulk it up and then they find all the details out like the rest of us. Like, they have to watch it weekly, except for the finale they got to watch before the reunion. So I think my problem is with the dynamic between all of that is how when you watch it, you... Like, even watching it back, like, I love talking about them watching it back and seeing the things that they don't see. But at the end of the day, like, Rob's gameplay was so far superior and so much better and so great at what he did that, like, you can be mad at him for playing you and be mad that he lied to you. Even Mara was like, you know, he played me. You know what I mean? I think I'm an idiot. You know what I mean? Like, you know?
And also, I personally do not think that Rob owes Maura anything.
Not a fucking thing. He doesn't know. He doesn't know anybody on that show anything.
He's like, Maura, he owes Maura a Birkin bag. Or people are like, oh, he should give Maura some money. A game.
And that's why certain people should not watch competition reality shows. If you're a fan of Housewives, don't watch The Traitors because you're going to get butthurt. Okay? Stop being mad about it. Cry about it. Whine about it. Do all you want. I don't really care anymore. Like, these people just need to... These are the same people that were watching Love Island last year. And they were like, oh, it's so mean to vote people out. We're trying to win fucking money, man. And Rob ain't got the money that some of these other people on this show did, so he needed that money. So
Rob needed the money. Rob does not have money like the rest of these people on this.
No, I saw the list and I meant to keep it.
Me too. I saw that list too with like the net worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that list too. I meant to screenshot.
Also, people in Alabama were a little bit mad about when they saw my boy.
I was like, let them know, Rob, because. There exactly. A lot of people think that Rob is on a different side of history. Exactly.
Which only proved, again, hate the player, don't hate the game. You know what I mean?
Started this early in the morning. Like,
I'm sorry. Well, it's funny because, you know, for those that are listening now and you'll hear this podcast, we're actually going to film Love is Blind next, which is hilarious to talk about one dynamic of that situation to another dynamic. But yeah, nonetheless, I love the season. I loved Rob. Rob is now up in the ranks on the U.S. version. Before anybody fucking yells at me here, godly, I haven't watched any of the other seasons of the other shows, so leave me alone.
Wait, hold on. Did you say Rob is the best for U.S.?
I said he's in like the Hall of Fame next to Siri. Calm down. I didn't say the best.
Okay, I was about to say, don't be Siri out.
Siri and Rob are the king and queen of the traitors history in the U.S. Obviously, it's only four seasons, but he joined Siri as the second person to be a traitor to win the show. Yeah, I think maybe that's what we're going to do next week, too. Obviously, we're going to mix some things up as we talk about things. Maybe Ashley will force me to watch the Traitors or the Survivor by next week. And then on top of that, we can maybe get in the idea of like building a season 5 cast. I think that could be fun, too, because there's some people I think that I would like
Wait,
to see.
Wait, for Traitor?
Yeah. So I think maybe next week we can build a season 5 cast.
I'm with that, yeah. Actually, because there's some people on Survivor. I'm like, ooh, they would be good for Traitor.
Right, exactly. So I think that's what we're going to do next week. Next week, maybe we'll talk Survivor. Maybe we'll talk a little bit of...
I want to watch House of Villains. I keep, like, maybe, the cast for House episodes? Of Villains is like, a really good cast. I feel
that's like. Where I went brain fart of, like, first three episodes. Have you watched it yet?
No, I didn't watch it at all.
Yeah. Yeah, they dropped three episodes in one day. That was wild.
Were you not like feeling it?
I watched the first 15 minutes of it.
That's not good, guys. If he gives you if you get more than 15 minutes, you're good. But if you don't, if you only get 15 minutes from Ricky, it's like I don't know if you have a chance.
There's another feature reality television show. I watched the first 15 minutes, 20, like three different times and can't keep watching it. I have no choice but to watch it because there's some stuff coming. Just folks understand that there is a very vague message there, but in the future, you'll see what it means. If you actually get this far in the episode and listen to this part, you'll understand what it means in the future. But yeah, next week, Survivor, maybe a little House of Villains. We're going to spice things up a little bit by talking about multiple shows at once just because there's so much going on. And I think the fun dynamic between Ashley and I is like we always don't have to watch the same shows, but we also want to watch the same shows because it annoys me when we're talking to the podcast and she's saying something and I'm like, I don't know what she's talking about. And then she told me how good Survivor was. She was texting me while watching Survivor. This is really good. I was like, fuck, I was really hoping she'd hate this. You know what I mean? Like that was in my head. So now that it's potentially good, I'm just going to have to watch it. And then that'll start next week. Maybe we'll dive into the World Survivor, do a little House of Villains, maybe a little Traitors draft, I think, or not even a draft. It's just, you know, maybe we throw a couple names that we'd love to see on season 5. So, but yeah, you got anything else for me, Ashley, before we get out of here for these people?
They have to do All-Star next. The fifth? Season
I think it's going to be next. I think the sixth season is going to be an All-Star.
Okay, fine. Rob has to be brought back. Monet has to be brought back. Lisa fucking Rena needs to be brought back. And
give me Boston and Rob, too.
That's it.
I want Bob the Drag Queen. I want Boston Rob. I want Candace's crybaby ass back in there so she can get played again. I want Ceri back. You know, your girl Ceri. So, yeah. All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of the Love in Reality podcast. We'll be back next week. Actually, this week with Love is Blind.